సిద్ధాంతాచార్య శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి జయం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస ప్రభుజగాచార్య శ్రుత శివాన్ గ్రేష్ల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ మహారాజ్ కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవేంద్ర కి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ శిఖౌర్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార సుభాషతి గౌర్ భక్తి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గో గోపీనాథ్ శ్యామ్ కుం రాధా కుం గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి శ్రీ వృందావన్ ధామ్ కి మాయాపునబ్ది ధామ్ కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్ కి ద్వారకా ధామ్ కి రామ్ ఘాట్ కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు శ్రీ గౌరాంగ శిలా ప్రభుపాద కి జయ్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం జ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకాయ చక్షురనుమితమేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయం దదాతి స్వపదంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురున్ శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సగృజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథన్వితం తం సజీవం సద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ ప్రదాను సహగణ శ్రీలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖవతంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే. తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుఖదే ప్రణామామి. వంచకల్పతుర్భ్య కృపా సింధుభ్యవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తుల. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ రామ్ రామ్. సో ఐ వాజ్ థింకింగ్ టు ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ టుడే ఆన్ వర్డ్ విల్ బి అట్ రామ్ ఘాట్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ ఐ వాజ్ థింకింగ్ టు సింగ్ జయ రాధే జయ కృష్ణ జయ వృందావన్ బట్ I don't know whether we will get it on the screen or not, and I will have someone to play Madanga or not, I'm not sure. So if that's not going to happen, then I will just skip it and I will just go to the sloka. You can do it. Who will play? I tried to call Vishwambar so many times this morning to wake up, but he was not up. I thought he can come and he can sing. So if you like, we can chant that sloka, because that song, because today from onward in this chapter we'll be going to Ram Ghat and we can talk about it. Yeah, okay. So if this song can be on the board, then we can chant. Otherwise it's up. Oh, good. See, Krishna arranges, isn't it? Okay. Krishna, 104. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Yeah. శ్రీ గోవింద గోపీనాథ మదన మోహన్ శ్యామ కుండ రాధా కుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన కాలిండి జమునా జయ జయ మహావన్ కేసి ఘాట బంసీ బట ద్వాదశ కానన్ జహా సబ లీలా కోయల శ్రీ నంద నంద శ్రీ నంద యశోద జయ జయ గోపగణ శ్రీదామతి జయ జయ దను వత్సగ జయ వృషభాను జయ కీర్తి ద సుందరే జయ పూర్ణమాసీ జయ అభిరానగరీ జయ జయ గోపీశ్వర వృందావన మాజ జయ జయ కృష్ణ సఖా బటు ద్విజరాజ జయ రామ గాత జయ రోహిణీ నంద జయ జయ వృందావన వసీ జత జా जया द्विजा पत्नी जया नाग कन्या गान भक्ति तेजा हारा पायलो गोविंद चारण श्री राम समंडल जय जय राधा श्याम जय जय रास लीला सर्व मनोरम जय जय ज्वालारस सर्व रस सार पर किया बावे जहां ब्रजे ते प्रचार श्री जानव पाद पद्मा करिया स्मरण दीना कृष्ण दास कहे नाम संकीर्तन जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम
So I'll just read briefly the translation because this time is getting late and then we will go to the today's shloka. All glories to Sri Radha and Krishna, the divine forest of Vrindavan. All glories to the three presiding deities of Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath and Madan Mohan. All glories to Shyam Kund, Radha Kund, Govardhan Hill and the Jamuna River, Kalindi. All glories to the great forest known as Mahavan, where Krishna and Balaram displayed all their childhood pastimes. All glories to Keshi Ghat, where Krishna killed the Keshi demon. All glories to Vamsivat tree, where Krishna attracted all the gopis to come by playing his flute. Glories to all the 12 forests of Braj, all these places. The son of Nandasi Krishna performed all of his pastimes. All glories to Krishna's divine father and mother Nanda and Yashoda. All glories to cowherd boys headed by Sridham, the older brother of Srimati Radharani and Anand Manjari. All glories to the cows and the calves of Raj. All glories to Radha's divine father and mother Vrishabhanu and beautiful Kalindi. Kirtida. All glories to Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni, grandmother of Madhumangal and Nandi Mukhi and beloved disciple of Devarshi Narad. All glories to the young cowherd maidens of Raj. All glories to Sri Gopeshwar Mahadev who resides in Vrindavan in order to protect the holy Dham. All glories to Krishna's funny Brahman friend, Madhumanga. Okay, so this is the part. All glories to Ram God, where Lord Balaram performed his Ras dance. All glories to Lord Balaram, the son of Rohini. All glories to all the residents of Vrindavan. All glories to the wives of the proud of Vedic Brahman. All glories to the wives of the Kaliya Sarpan. Through pure devotion, they have obtained the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. All glories to the places where the Raj dance of Sri Krishna was performed. All glories to Radha and Shyam. All glories to the divine Raj dance, which is the most beautiful of all Lord Krishna's pastimes. All glories to the male of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all rasas and is propagated in Braj by Sri Krishna in the form of the divine Parikriya. Bhav, Paramul love. Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Sri Nityananda's consort, Sri Janava Devi, this very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna sings the Sankirtan of the holy name. Okay, so now we will go to the shloka. Shloka number 17. Text 17. Tenth canto, chapter 65. Okay, sorry, 820. Ramakshapasu Bhagavan Gopinam Ratimavahan Dhaumaso Tatra Chavatsin Madhumma Dhamamevacha Ramakshapasu Bhagavan Gopinam Ratim Avahan Dvaumasu Tatra Chavatsin Madhumadam Vevacha Ramakshapasu Bhagavan Gopinam Ratim Avahan Vaishnavis. Dvau, two. Masau, months. Tatra, there in Gokul. Cha, and. Avatsi, resided. Madhum, Madhu, the first month of the Vedic calendar. At the time of the spring equinox. Madhavam, Madhava, the second month. Eva, indeed. Cha, also. Ramaha, Balaram. Shapasu, during the nights. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Gopinam, to the gopis. Ratim, conjugal pleasure. Avahan, bringing. Translation and purport. Translation. Lord Balaram, the personality of God, had resided there for the 2 months of Madhu and Madhava. And during the nights, he gave his cowherd girlfriends conjugal pleasure. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami states that the gopis who enjoyed conjugal affairs with Sri Balaram during his visit to Gokula had not taken part in Sri Krishna's Rasa dance, being too young at the time. Srila Jiva Goswami confirms this statement by quoting the phrase from the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 15th chapter, text 8, Gopya antarena bhujayo, which indicates that there are particular gopis who act as Lord Balaram's girlfriends. Furthermore, Jiva Goswami states that during the holy festival celebrated when Krishna killed Sankachur, the gopis Lord Balaram enjoyed with were different from the ones Lord Krishna enjoyed with. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur agrees with this explanation. Okay. So now let's go a little bit back here. Krishna and Balaram is in Dwarka. And Balaram is keep telling to Krishna that we have to go to Braj. All the Brajvasis are in this separation. They are not happy. We should go. Krishna says, well, let's go ask to, we have to ask Vasudeva and Devaki and get their permission. And then we can. So, Krishna Balaram goes to Vasudeva and Devaki and asks for the permission. But Vasudeva and Devaki knows that once Krishna goes back to Vrindavan, he will not come. That much. So they don't give the permission to Krishna. But they give permission to Balaram. Now before Balaram goes, is planning to go, Krishna is giving some, you know, what to say, what he's gonna do, all these things Krishna is saying. But Krishna is not saying about the gopis to Balaram. Who says? Uddhava. Uddhava is there. Uddhava and Balaram are so close to Krishna. Uddhava knows everything about Krishna. Of course, Krishna says about talking about the going to talk with Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, all cowherd boys. And the purpose here is we know. So Krishna says, okay, let me frame myself. This is all from Jiva Goswami, from the Gopal Champo I am talking here. So Krishna says that, look, you go to Braj, and remember you were also having the pastimes with the gopis. And those gopis are Shyama gopis. And you go with those gopis when you go to see the gopis which I had a pastimes. This is the etiquette. Krishna is not telling him to go to Balaram to go to see his gopis alone. Because there are elders or there are elders, family members are there in Braj. So this is the etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, you can say, that in the family. That elder brother, now of course, between Krishna and Balaram, the distance between their birth is not big distance. What, 15 days or 1 week, something. So Krishna and Balaram, they are brothers, but they, at the same time, they are also friends. And of course, Balaram, everything Balaram did according to what Krishna wanted to do. Balaram also always followed Krishna's instruction. So here Krishna is reminding to Balaram that you go to see the gopis, but you go with your gopis, which is, remember, you also having the pastimes, and that gopis are the Shyama gopis. You go with them. So we heard in the previous verses how Balaram, of course, he is coming to Vrindavan and he is first meeting the Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and the family members, and then older cowherd men and his friends, all the cowherd friends whom they were performing the Gaucharan Leela, all the pastimes, sending them. Now he is going to meet the gopis, Krishna's gopis, and he is going with the Shyama gopis to meet this Krishna's gopis. Now Krishna had given the, remember Krishna, when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, he had told the gopis that I will come in 2 or 3 days. But he didn't come. So gopis are thinking, this guy is not real. He's not real. Then he sends Uddhava, message with Uddhava. And he says to the Uddhava, is saying, and he's telling to Uddhava that you tell them, you know, consult them and say, I'll be coming. He doesn't come. Then now he's sending to Balaram to counsel, and telling to Balaram also that tell them that I'll be coming. So we heard in the previous text about texts all about the how Balaram is trying to counsel, and I will read few of the commentary from the yesterday's verse by Jiva Goswami's commentary. I will read that. So Balaram is counseling. Balaram says he will. Krishna will come here, I'm sure he will come. Now Balaram, he doesn't know all the gopis, how much pain they are going through. When he sees them, the pain of these gopis, he's saying to them, look, if I knew this, I would have not let Krishna go. I would have brought Krishna with me. So Balaram saying that he will come. So the gopis say, okay. Now Krishna on the one side, at the same time Krishna say he's not lying. Because I'm saying I'll become. When I will become, you have to be patient. So be patient. So these gopis are saying now, these gopis are saying to Balaram, that, okay, you are saying that Krishna will come. So this is what you do. You get married with the Shyama gopis, and you leave these gopis here, of course, when you married, you have to take with them. Right? You're not going to leave your wife here at the home, and then you're going to go to your home. So their gopis are saying, no, what you do is you get married and you leave them here and you go to Dwarka and bring Krishna here, then we will believe you. So Balaram says, I cannot do that. I have to ask my elders first. have to ask Nand Maharaj, Yashoda, everybody have to ask. We get the permission. So all the gopis are going to Nand Maharaj, Yashoda's and asking that, yes, please request Balram to get married. So Balram is getting married. And this is the pastimes now which are coming onward. With Balarami having the pastimes, drinking the Varuni and the, you know, pulling the Jamuna. Now there is also about Jamuna, but that is, I'm not going to talk about it, otherwise there is the future topic, which Jamuna we are talking here. There is shadow Jamuna and all that. Well, anyhow, we don't talk about that. So this is the pastime is happening. So from this we can see here in this purport is mentioning that the gopis which Balaram is having, the rasa dance at the Ramagat, that is the gopis, not the Krishna's gopis. Now of course, from the Garga Samhita, we get information that these are the gopis where Nagakanyas, which Balaram is having pastimes. So now I will just read the to confirm this. This is Srila Jiva Goswami is writing also more commentary about it. And here he says, Balaram was completely capable to console them by means of Krishna's messages. As his elder brother, he was object of respect. He was learned in methods of conciliation using various techniques. He began to console them with his conciliatory techniques. Since Krishna attracts everyone's heart by his nature, why would his message not attract their hearts? He consoled them with Krishna's messages because they entered into those messages which melted their hearts. Though they were controlled by Unmad in verse 9, which we read, they asked, is he happy with the city women? They considered happiness to be the happiness of his well-wishers and his happiness. In verse 10, they asked, does he remember our service? They felt themselves successful just his remembrance of their previous services. They are saying that if he doesn't remember us, it's okay. But does he remember the services which we have done to him? Okay. They felt themselves successful just his remembrance of their previous service. Now they had given up mothers and fathers for him and showed their pure devotion for him by imploring his elder brother. This is verse 11 we talked. They revealed their unflinching friendship with him in verse 12. We talked about that too. They proved their complete devotion to him by showing that any woman would believe him. They then showed his unsteadiness and unforgetfulness. That is also we talked in verse 13. And confirmed their unwavering devotion to him. They then indicated their hearts were stolen by showing how even the city women would be attracted to his smile and glance. Anybody would be attracted to Krishna, doesn't matter where he is. So that's also in the previous verse. Now in verse 14, because of intolerable grief, they decided to give up talking about him. But Sukhdev Goswami says that absorption in ocean of affection for him, they began to cry and they could not give up talking about him. Krishna. So now, the Jiva Goswami is quoting the shloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, 12th chapter, text 10. And I will just read the translation. This is, Krishna himself described, this is Krishna is talking. Krishna is described a great anurag for him alone. Of the gopis. And Krishna is saying, the residents of Vrindavan, headed by the gopis, were always completely attached to me with deepest love. Therefore, when my uncle Akura brought my brother Balram and me to the city of Mathura, the residents of Vrindavan suffered extreme mental distress because of separation from me and could not find any other source of happiness. Now Jiva Goswami said, it should be understood therefore that the gopis mentioned in the next verse, which is in this text, where verse in the are different from the ones just described. And then of course Sridhar Swami is also further in his commentary, he is writing also the same, Sridhar Swami is also mentioning the same thing. So from this, from the previous acharyas commentary, we can understand, we can know that the gopis, which is Balaram or seven pastimes, are not the same gopis as Krishna is having pastimes with the gopis. Okay? Then Sridhar Swami's commentary also, but I think my time is up, so I should have the any questions, any comments, any subtractions, any addition.
Haribo. So there are some devotees have the opinion that
let's not have devotees' opinion, let's the opinion of the previous acharyas. So go
ahead. Well, let me just say what they said that or at least one class recently, that the residents of Vrindavan and the gopis outwardly they're sad, but inwardly they're happy because they experience Vipralamba. So really, if we are seen externally, then we're thinking that that really their sadness is not for real, like that.
Their sadna what?
It's not for real, you know, because...
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, sadness is not real? Krishna never lays Vrindavan. Krishna is always in Vrindavan. This is Aprakat Leela, unmanifested. Leela is going on here. Krishna is always there. All these pastimes are showing us the Lord Chaitanya's of the, what we are talking about, the Pralamba, he was in separation. That's what is showing us from all this pastime to us. And what is the Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's last sloka of the Sikshastakam? Whether you crush me or whether you embrace me, I am always yours. So this is what is showing of the gopis, that gopis had, doesn't matter what Krishna does, we are just yours. So externally it might look sadness, but of course they are very happy and Krishna is there. Even when Krishna is there with Radharani, the pastime is the Prem Sarovar in Nandagam. When Krishna is sitting next to Radharani and Madhu Mangal comes and Madhu Mangal says then Madhu left, Madhu is just a bee. Madhu Mangal is talking about Madhu bee. And Radharani is Krishna is just next to Radharani. Radharani is thinking Krishna left. And she is crying and the whole tears are flowing and Krishna is crying and the kund is filled up with the tears of the love. I hope that answered the question. I'm not so expert about these things, but whatever I know little bit, I'm trying. trying to repeat here. Okay. These are very high topics. We are very, we just try to follow the previous acharyas, read their commentaries, and we can come to understand. But the point is that Lord Chaitanya's eight siksastakam says everything. Everything. Okay? Any other question, any comment? Oh, by the way, when you go sometimes when you go to Braj, please go to, how many of you have gone to Ramghat? Nobody. Oh my gosh, you all should come to Braj Mandal Parikrama. This is a good marketing. Every year we go to Ramghat, and if you go there, when Balaram is pulling the Jamuna is in the different, is not in one straight flow, it's spread even today. What do you call in English? Even at present when you go, it's a beautiful place. Lord Balaram's temple is there. Lord Balaram is holding Varuni in his hand. It's there. Beautiful place, nice place. So please, sometimes you go, please go there. If you want to join us to Braj Mandal Parikrama, you are welcome in Kartik. From this year, we will have separate accommodation, everything separate arrangement for all the international devotees. They will have nice tents and all nice facility from this year. Because our Western bodies cannot take austerities. There is enough austerities. So, but we will have all the good arrangement from this year. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.